is to have little, and I know what it is to have money. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well-fed or going hungry, of having plenty and of being free. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In any case, it was kind of you to share my distress.
It is so nice to be back here with all of you this morning. I just enjoyed my experience. Last time I was here, I had my two little grandsons who were a little bit disturbing. and my husband was just recovering from his second hip replacement. And now he's doing great. He's back to work and back to singing. And so I'm so glad that he could be here today to sing for you. I know we've just come off Lent, and we've just come off studying all about Jesus. And the fact is, the Bible always talks about God's desire for relationship with us. He started with Abraham. He went to the nation of Israel. And finally, he sent us Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. We're going to switch gears and go back into the Old Testament today. And I want to talk about another man, a prophet that God sent to call the people back. Because every time God called the people to himself, they'd stray because we're human. And then he'd get somebody else to call the people back. And so I want us to talk about Elijah today. It is an amazing, exciting story of Elijah. He's so human. That's one of the reasons I love to study him. And Elijah is found in 1 Kings. And it starts at verse 17 in 1 Kings, and it goes on to chapter 2 in 2 Kings. And it's great. It's a great story. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you today. We're just going to talk about the very beginning of actually his ministry when he comes to first speak to the king. You all have heard about Jezebel. It's a word we use for women who are evil, to say it quickly. And Ahab was the king. He was Jewish, and he was the king of Israel, and he married Jezebel. And Jezebel worshipped the Baals. Jezebel worshipped the god of fertility, the god of rain, the god of storm. And Ahab set up a space in the temple to worship the Baals. And he did everything which was evil in the sight of God and angered God more than any king of Israel had ever done. And so God called Elijah to speak God's word again to the Jewish people, to his nation of Israel, so that he could again have a relationship. And you know, the first of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." So this is the beginning of the scripture. Starting right at chapter 17, verse 1. Now Elijah, the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, or whom I serve, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from here." So he said that to Ahab. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the Wadi Cherith." A wadi is like a riverbed, which is east of the Jordan. "You shall drink from the wadi, and I have commanded the ravens there to feed you." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the Wadi. But after a while, the Wadi dried up because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink. As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. But she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain to the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.